Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call and we'll do everything we can to help you out. And it's a little bit warmer than last week at this time. Going to be a decent day out there. Looking like a decent week compared to this past week. I'll tell you, it's definitely spring when this weather fluctuates the way it does. We're looking at a couple nice days, a couple cool days, and then the long-term forecast has us really in that spring feel. So we're getting there. We are on our way to really feel like spring, right? Get to that point where we're like, all right, we're ready for spring. So we're headed there. I wish I could say that we were completely there. As my youngest daughter said to me the other day, Ella looks at me and goes, "Daddy, when's spring gonna come back?" I looked at her, I said, "I hope soon," because the past couple days here has really done some things to the temperatures, to really bring the temperatures down. I mean, I look at the average soil temperatures, right? Just because this time of year we're looking to see when we can start putting fertilizer down, that type of thing. And, midweek, last week, the soil temperatures were at 33 degrees, at least where I am. And so that was the 29th. And then Friday, the soil temperatures were up to 51, and now they're back down to 38 today. So, I'm sorry, 43 today, my bad. But you get the point. The fluctuation in these temperatures are really just starting to wreak havoc on our lawns. And why is it wreaking havoc? Well, things are warming up, so they're starting to get ready to go. Then it's cooling down, and we could see a little bit of a slower start to the lawns. Although, as I drive around, I am starting to see some greening lawns in the area. Lots of landscapers out there cleaning up, doing the first cleanup for the spring. It's a great feeling to drive around and see that, because we're on our way. But it is... just the the base of the temperature is just looking at it. You just want it to be warmer. I know down on the Cape, in different areas, it's starting to warm up to the point where, all right, we're ready to put down starter fertilizer with our grass seed. We're looking to put down crabgrass control. I mean, I'm looking at their soil temperatures right now, and they're 50 right now. So they're in prime crabgrass control start, because crabgrass starts growing when the temperatures in the soil are above 50, above 55 really. But they didn't drop down as low as the northern part of Massachusetts. You know, look at some of the Cape, look at the islands. They've warmed up a bit, certain parts of it, right? I mean, you even go on to Nantucket if you were to look. I'm pulling out hope here. If you go to Nantucket, though, some of that perfect time right now to be putting that down. But I digress. We're not there. We are mostly in the Massachusetts area, New England, New Hampshire, Maine. Those areas are all still too cold to be putting some things down. The further north you go, obviously, the worse off you are. We're pretty much, those temperatures go all the way down through almost New York City into Pennsylvania, and most of the areas where the soil temperatures are just too cold for crabgrass to germinate, right? So, what does that mean? Why do we even bring this up? Well, if the crabgrass can't germinate, then putting a product down is almost useless, right? Because if we put it down and the crabgrass isn't there, let's say for weeks, I mean, at this point, I think we can put it down. But the idea is, if we have weeks ahead of us before that soil temperatures aren't going to warm up, then crabgrass isn't germinating. We're losing weeks of protection, which means later crabgrass, because there are two types of the crabgrass. There's the early season crabgrass and the late season crabgrass. And when I say late season, I still mean spring. It's just later in the season. They will emerge. And so if you lose weeks, you're not having as long of the coverage, right? A lot of times we say, when you see forsythias in full bloom, that's when you can be putting your crabgrass fertilizer down. I haven't seen that yet, at least in the area that I am. I haven't seen forsythia in full bloom yet. So we're not completely there. Although if you have it and you're looking to put it down, you know, this week, we could be right on there. Just based on the temperatures, looking at everything ahead of us, I think we're going to be A-okay to be putting it down soon. Now, would I be starting grass seed? No. I wouldn't be starting grass seed at this point. Temperatures in that soil are just way too cold compared to what we should have. I mean, 43 degrees in that soil temperature, in order for germination to really be happening, we're looking at over 55 degrees in the soil temperatures. We haven't even hit that with all the warm days we've had in the past couple weeks, right? We've gotten close, but we're not there. I would say later on, after Wednesday, Thursday of this week, it's looking like temperatures are really going to warm up to the point where we can look at it and say, all right, yep, temperatures are going to be okay. And just taking a look at the long-term forecast, Saturday, Sunday, lows are 37, 36. And then after that, it's in the 40s. But you never know. We don't have an idea of when it's actually going to be okay to do. So that's why we base things off of soil temperatures and the averages that they have. And the dips that they've had right now are just too low for grass to really be growing. Now, if you put it down, don't fret. It's not the end of the world. But it's going to be a slower process. You know, for germination, say you bought a grass seed that has a germination rate of 7 to 10 days. We're looking at more, maybe 14 to 20, maybe even a little bit longer on the germination. Because the soil temperatures aren't warm enough for that root to really release. So that's part of why we don't do these things early. Right? So, you know, if you put grass seed down, it's, you know, not the end of the world by any means. You could put things over it like a seeding mulch or they sometimes call it like a pen mulch, which is those little pellets, right, that break down and cover the seed but hold moisture and do all those types of things that can hold some warmth in there as well. Those are the types of things that we can be doing to help it. But at the same time, just remember, if you already put grass seed down in certain areas, maybe the Cape's okay. It's going to take some extra time. So really hold on to it. It's going to be okay. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Like I said, we'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're really just getting started in the day. Good morning and sun. See, it's lightening up out there. Can't say the sun's really out, but it's lightening up. We're getting ready for the day. Should be a little warmer than yesterday, a little bit of rain later today. Tell you, yesterday the wind made it feel real cold. So it was hard to really get out there and want to do anything. But we continue on and do what we can. Looks like this week's going to be all right. So definitely get excited for that after a few days here. So definitely getting time to be out there doing some things, cleaning up, doing some cleanups if you haven't already. I know, just driving around, I've seen a lot of people doing cleanups, getting things ready. I started to do a little bit of cleanup last week outside and clean up some of the areas where I had moved all the leaves. I took one area that I had protected over the winter where it had, I think there's 5 or 6 different Rosa Sharon tree form. And then there's one of the Japanese maples in the green, the Veritas color there. So that, I wanted to protect those. There was also, and I don't know what color it would be or what style it is. It looks like it's a regular just peony, not the Ito version, but there's some peonies in there. But I, opened up the area, let it really get clean. And you're seeing some new growth all over the place. There's some hens and chicks on there. There's some, looks like some different, like, daylilies coming up, popping up. So, it's looking nice out there to see some of these things. But, you know, we're just really getting started this spring. So it's getting exciting out there. This is the time of year where, you know, new life comes in and you're just like, oh, this is amazing. You know, I'm excited for it. I know you guys are too, getting ready for spring to really hit us here. So, we'll get out there, in the next couple weeks here, really do some of those cleanups. Make sure at this point, if you had put any burlap on anything, that burlap should be coming off at this point. The days are so much warmer than they, you know, have been. What happens at this time of year is, if we leave these on, we leave the burlap on, it heats up on the inside and you'll end up having more damage long term. So, just things to be thinking about. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Ed's in the South End of Boston.
Ed, welcome to the Paul Perrin Carter Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Last year, you were, I have a shady, fairly shady garden.
Okay.
Last year, you suggested that I use, I love my soil, which
yep.
has worked tremendously. I've got an awful lot of shoots that have already been coming up, a lot more than last year, and I even have 3 daffodils that have bloomed,
awesome.
Which is an improvement over last year. I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
First, I'd had a soil test done, and UMass says I have above optimum soil test values for phosphorus and potassium, and all I need is a source of nitrogen this, well, that was last year, and I suppose also this year. Should I use Bulb Booster, would that just be adding too much phosphorus and too much potassium? It's literally off those values are literally off the chart.
Well, so you used last year the Love Your Soil to help with that. So I'm sure that some of those levels have gone down. So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to actually, we got to take a break, and I don't want to cut this off because it is important with what we do. So hang on with me. When we get back on the other side of the break, we'll go into more detail of what to do. For everybody else, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
There should be a warrant for Vladimir Putin. So says the U.S. former chief prosecutor for war crimes. Carla DuPont called the Russian president a war criminal as she made the rounds to Swiss media while discussing her latest book. Ukraine was invaded nearly 2 months ago by Russia. DuPont says suspected war crimes committed by both countries should be investigated, but adds war crimes were clearly committed in the country. U.S. Treasury officials arguing despite the Russian ruble returning to its pre-invasion rate on international exchanges, sanctions are weakening the Russian currency. A senior Treasury official said weekly inflation in Russia is a direct effect of sanctions from the U.S. and allies. For the week on Wall Street, the Dow was down 43 points, the Nasdaq was up 92 points, the S&P 500 finished up by 3. This is USA Radio News. E-commerce giant Amazon says it's disappointed with the outcome of a union vote at one of their Staten Island facilities in New York. Employees there voted to be the first Amazon warehouse in the company to unionize. In a statement, the company said they are evaluating its options, including filing objections based on the, quote, inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. The New Jersey man who conspired with his then-girlfriend to cook up a feel-good story about a helpless homeless man, then scammed hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations online, was sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison. The scam Mark D'Amico helped devise raised more than $400,000 through a GoFundMe campaign. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud in November. D'Amico has previously pleaded guilty to state charges last year. He was also sentenced to 3 years probation and, in addition, must pay restitution and undergo counseling. Final Four set to tip off Saturday evening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Ed in regards to soil sample that he got that said there was very high levels of phosphorus, potassium, and just really needed a nitrogen source. Now, I do have a follow-up question before we get into the nitty-gritty here. So was this the sample from last year, or is this from after that was done?
This is from before that was done.
Okay.
The phosphorus showed before I put in the I Love My Soil, 132 parts per million.
Yep.
When it should apparently be no more than 14.
Yes.
And 253 parts per million for potassium.
Yes.
When normal apparently should be no more than 160.
Yeah. So how many times did you put down Love Your Soil?
Twice.
Okay. I still think you could do it one more time this spring.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can take up to 3 to 4 applications for those levels to balance off. Now, what happens is when you put this product in there, it releases these trapped nutrients. So what does that mean? That means those levels of phosphorus and potassium that were so high start
right.
to actually flush out of the system. And I bet you that it's not even as high as it was at this point. So
okay.
we could almost go to a point where we're looking at an all-purpose fertilizer. So that's the goal. The goal is to, yeah, you need to put specifics in there, but the goal is to be able to go to almost an all-purpose so that
mm-hmm.
when it comes time to fertilize, you're not looking specific fertilizer, right? So I bet you if you were to take a soil sample again at this point, that those levels are a lot lower.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be looking to push, you know, a lot of phosphorus, potassium at this point still. What I would look at doing is, so definitely use, that Love Your Soil one more time.
Okay.
Because I think it's only going to help you. And then from there, looking at maybe, a specific, like a nitrogen source that still has minimal amounts of potassium and phosphorus in it to continue on to push the regular growth. Because when you try to, basically what we're trying to do with that Love Your Soil is flush the system out a little bit. You're losing some of those other elements. But that's the goal, because when it gets too high, the soil can't use it. And so it just sits. And so that's why we use that Love Your Soil, to release all those trapped nutrients, go through the system, so we can almost start over. So, for the perennials that you have, maybe it is just using like a 10-10-10 across the board to give it an all-purpose at this point. And take a look at, what happens with the Love Your Soil, using it one more time. Because I'd almost say that say you were to use that Love Your Soil today, in about 6 weeks, I'd almost want you to do another soil sample.
Soil sample. It has a chance to have an effect.
Yes, because then we'll really see where it's at, and we'll be able to say, all right, now we can start on almost like a normal, regular procedure versus trying to just fix little things. But I bet at this point in time, a lot of it is has been released.
Okay.
And you're getting to that normal level, or as normal as you can be, right? So I think I would be looking at it and saying maybe using like a 10-10-10, an all-purpose fertilizer at this point, just so you can give everything a good feeding versus going element-specific at this point. So, I think one more application of that Love Your Soil and using a 10-10-10 to, feed everything, I think is going to be the best way to do it. And then about 6-8 weeks from now, getting another soil sample done so you can kind of see where you're at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about Bulb Booster?
So you can use, the Bulb Booster. Are you looking like the Bulb Tone from Espoma?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's minimal amounts at this point. I would almost rather see you look at, like, the 10-10-10 for it.
Okay.
If you look at the – I'm trying to get the numbers. I can't remember on Bulb Tone what they have as the number here for actual fertilizer, because there's usually not a lot to it. It's like a 4-3-3 or something like that. While we're talking, I'm still, let's see here, specs. It's a 3-5-3. So I mean, it's not bad. It's gonna push a little bit on there.
Right.
So maybe I'm going back and forth, because you could look at it and say, if we're really just trying to push some of the flowers, maybe we look at a lower level of a superphosphate, looking at the superphosphate that has a 0-18-0 versus the 0-44-0. Or you could actually, with the Bulb Tone, you could actually, to get it to the level of like a 6-10-6, you could double the rate, or you could just purchase like a 5-10-5. That way that middle number helps a little bit push some of the blossoms, because that's what you're looking to do, is help those blossoms. So maybe it's like a 5-10-5. If you look at the Bulb Tone, if it was double the rate, it's basically a 5-10-5. So, maybe that's what you do, because you probably already have it.
Yeah, I already have it, yeah.
Yeah, so perfect. So when it says, let's see, how much to use here. So for established plants, it says apply 4 pounds per 60 square feet, right? So you'd be looking at, 8 pounds for 60 square feet, just to double it up. or
yeah.
It's saying for individual bulbs, we sprinkle about 1.5 heaping teaspoons around and 2 to 3 inches away from each plant. So maybe it's, what is that, almost like
a tablespoon,
right? Yeah. So use a tablespoon around each plant if they're individuals. So you could also say you get dahlias and gladiolas, the summer flowering. You can actually use this monthly to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got options there. Definitely.
Right.
It's not going to hurt it at this point. It's only going to help it, especially after using that Love Your Soil multiple times. Some of these nutrients might have been completely released at this point. So you never know.
Yeah, they might already have been washed out given the weather that we've had over the past year.
Exactly.
Okay. And can I start putting the stuff down today?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay.
That's not a problem. It, the soil temperatures, we're not trying to push, certain things to grow. We're just really trying to get the nutrients to the soil. So I have no problem with you putting that down today.
Sounds great. My appreciation to you and to your father for so many years of useful information. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you listening to us. And we love giving out help to anybody who's looking for it with the garden because we want you guys to be successful. So I do appreciate that, Ed.
Great. Take care now.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bernie's in Yarmouth.
Bernie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today? Bernie, you there? All right. Sounds good. Bernie, sometimes when we get on hold, dude, I just keep talking. I just keep going on with everybody. So we're here for anybody who has some questions. Call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're really just getting started for the day. The sun's not out, but it's lightening up out there. Maybe it's a good day to get out and do some things. We'll see as that day goes on. Now we do have Bernie back. So Bernie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. I'm calling about my onions. I order them through a company and I get the little plants.
Yep.
And a bunch.
Okay.
They've sent them to me now and said it's okay to plant, but I'm on Cape Cod, so
yep.
I'm questioning whether or not it's too cold or not.
And you're in Yarmouth?
Yes.
Let's see here. I mean, the soil temperatures on the Cape in a lot of areas have started to warm up compared to the northern part of Massachusetts. Let me see here where we're at. Looks like we're at 44 degrees temperature wise for the soil aspect of it. Looking towards the future of this week, I think you'd be okay to really start getting them in there. If anything, what I would be doing is looking at maybe just taking some straw or it's called Lucerne hay, but it's a, it's like a straw type product that doesn't have weed seeds in it.
Right.
And
right.
Putting them in and throwing it over the top for a little bit.
Okay.
They can take 3 to 4 months to really grow to the way you want them to be.
Had pretty good success with them.
Yes, you look at that's putting us in August ish, right? So that, you know, that's kind of the time frame we want, anyways. I think you'd be all right, but you know, just you know, temperature wise, what I might look at doing is, you know, taking those onions that you got, the sets, putting them out during the day, right? Yep. And then taking a look at night for temperature wise and seeing if you have to bring them in. I mean, right now, I'm just trying to look up your temperature wise. You're 32 currently. You're looking like your lows the next couple weeks are not going to be below 40. So
right.
You might be all right, really, just looking at that.
One more quick question. I hear the music. What about, they sent me the beet seed tapes and also my carrot seed tapes. Too early?
I'd wait on those maybe another week to 10 days.
Okay.
If you want, if I can go over more on the other side of the break, if you want to hang tight with me. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And for the break, we were talking with Bernie. He had a couple questions. It's too early to put the onion sets in. What's the, you know, what's going on there? And then right at the end there, we're asking about the carrots and beets, putting those in there. So I just want to real quick go back to the onion sets. So onion sets will start to germinate with cooler temperatures. So they'll germinate, but you already have the set, so they've probably already started right. Maybe a little bit. But the ideal temperature them for them to really grow is when soil temperatures are a lot warmer. But you can put them out now because they germinate above 40 degrees. And down there, it's looking like the lows are only going to get to 40. It's going to be above that. Now, whereas when we come to the beets and the carrots want soil temperatures to actually be above 50 degrees.
Okay.
You know, and they want them actually to be closer to 60 degrees for them to really be pushing anything. The ideal temperature for them to germinate is warmer, but I would say, you know, based on where your soil temperatures are, they're about 45, 44 degrees. I'd wait another week to 10 days to really get them started. Same thing with the carrots. They want to do the temperatures. If you look it up, it'll say 45, 50. I would say I personally would wait because you'll have a better germination rate when the soil temperatures kind of like balance out a little bit. They've been going up and down so much in the past 2 weeks that it's like, do I or do I not?
Right, right. I got one more question.
Sure.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
I've got a couple of apple trees, and every year I have to fight with the squirrels to keep them off from eating the apples. I finally put a sunflower bird feeder away from them, and that seems to attract them over there, but they still get at the apples. Is there anything, I mean, I've tried that, what do you call it, sticky stuff. I've tried all kinds of things. What do the professional growers do to keep the pests away from their apples?
You know, professional growers don't tend to do as much because they try to stay as organic as possible when they're doing anything. What I would look at doing is, you know, trying to get something with like a cayenne pepper on it, spraying the apples when they start or early with like a hot pepper wax, because we can wash it off. The thing about it is when a squirrel tastes anything that has like hots on it, it can't stand it at all. It just hates the hot temperatures. So that would be something. What I might even look at doing is, it's going to sound maybe a little odd, but they actually make a bird seed that has, it's considered really hot. It's got tons of hots in it. The birds will love it, but the squirrels don't taste it. Is maybe sprinkling that around some of the areas just as like a, you know, they might go for it because it's bird food, it's on the ground, and they taste it, and then they kind of go away. But hot pepper wax is one that you know, squirrels just can't stand the heat. So that might be something where you could just...
Where can I pick some of that up?
Local garden centers have hot pepper wax in the repellent area. Bonide has one. You know, there's also a... I'm not sure if they still carry it. Neptune's Harvest used to have one that it was just straight hot pepper wax. You know, look for... I'm looking it up as we speak because I think they just come in a regular ready-to-use, not the ready-to-spray. We're looking with anything with, like, a cayenne pepper on it. So Bonide will say right on an animal repellent, but right above it will say hot pepper wax, and it'll even have, like, a cayenne pepper on there.
Great.
That would be the one to look for because they just can't stand heat.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yep. You have a great one, Bernie.
Bye-bye. You too.
All right. We're going to take a break here and give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, that number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.